Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, December 5th edition of Byers & Company. This hour, we'll recap last night's community conversation at Millikan University. And is hugging women still okay? It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Yeah, it's a little chilly out there. On my way to work today, I saw the first thing I've seen in a long time in my rearview mirror. You know, you have the little LED, whatever that is, that sort of does the readout for 10% ice.
Now, that's not good.
Well, it's not true.
No.
Because we're not at freezing temperatures.
No.
It just sort of feels that way with the wind and everything else, right? And crazy wind. I got to tell you, I was walking downtown yesterday and then on the campus of Millikan University, and there were like little mini sort of tornadoes of leaves going on.
Isn't that wild? Woof, like little cyclones.
Like you feel like you're in one of those wind machines.
Yeah.
I saw one of those attack.
Instead of grabbing dollar bills, you're like fighting off leaves.
I saw one of those attack our sales manager out here. She was trying to get in her car yesterday. I was like, oh.
It's nice. Like a little leaf vortex.
You know, where's Bill Paxton when you need him?
I guess. Drop one of those machines in there and see what happens.
Right.
Well, good morning and welcome. I want to start the show by thanking everyone for coming out last night and for being a part of our community conversation on opioids. I want to start with the two hospitals who jointly presented the broadcast, Decatur Memorial Hospital and HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, both Tim Stone and Joan Kaufman, who were part of our panel last night. And thank Millikan University and the use of their banquet room there at the University Commons building. And we had an hour of commercial-free conversation about what is a very serious thing going on in this country, which is this opioid addiction, opioid overdoses. And I want to thank our panel who came out last night. I want to go through this real quickly because the podcast is available at nowdecatur.com, correct?
Yes, sir.
And is it up on the Nowdecatur Facebook page?
I'm getting ready to put that up now.
Okay, so we didn't. All right, so that's going up
this morning.
Okay.
Yes.
Your microphone's very, very low. I'm not sure if you're off mic or what.
No, okay. I just had it down a little bit.
All right. Anyway, the podcast of the entire hour is going up now.
It is posted on nowdecatur.com. It's going up on our Facebook page right now.
Okay.
Yes.
Sometimes I don't think we communicate who's doing what on that, so we'll do a better job of that and make sure that it's up for you to hear, because it was an interesting conversation last night. And I want to thank Dr. John Furry, who was the director of St. Mary's Pain Medicine Center. Joan Kaufman, as I mentioned earlier, the president and CEO of St. Mary's Hospital. Dr. Ted Clark, who's the medical director of the DMH Emergency Care Center. Tim Stone, president and CEO of Decatur Memorial Hospital. Jay Scott, the Macon County State's Attorney. Chief Jim Getz from the Decatur Police Department. Sheriff Howard Buffett from the Macon County Sheriff's Office. Debbie Bogle, Executive Director of the United Way. Tanya Andrix, Executive Director of Crossings Healthcare. Candy Clevenger, Executive Director of the Heritage Behavioral Health Center. Dr. Joe Carter, Associate Professor of Nursing for Millikan University. And Mary Garrison, who's a Professor of Social Work for Millikan University. They were our panel last night at the University Commons building as we broadcast an hour of conversation. Lindsay Romano, what did you learn last night going in that you didn't know? And I want to be very clear about what the purpose of this hour-long broadcast was. It was the opening salvo, a beginning conversation just about how there's really a lot of people out there that are kind of unaware that this is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And this was not a medical panel in the sense of like to get down into terms of what to actually do to fight addiction and all those things that need to happen across all those fronts. It was more of an opening conversation about how we got here, where we are, and where do we go next.
Well, how we got here, you learn, is not just one thing. It's coming from all sides. So, for instance, on the medical side, from, you know, Tim Stone talked about, you know, that now we have these patient satisfaction surveys, and patients basically rate hospitals and you know, how that's how they get paid.
Well, that's how they get reimbursed for what they get reimbursed for. Yes. They're not getting nearly what they spend.
And that does have an impact a lot of times.
On a pain-free experience.
Yes, exactly, because that's the question that's asked. Did you have a pain-free experience? And there's this push. On the rehab side, I didn't realize how few rehabilitation beds there are for the people that are seeking addiction treatment. You know, you realize that that's a major crisis as well.
And if a bed opens, it may or may not be someone from our community that gets this, because this shortage is not just here. It's not in just here. All surrounding communities.
Yeah.
And vice versa for those communities. You know, it was interesting to me. I thought in the opening minutes, there's also a Facebook video. You're going to have to get through several minutes. Have we edited that yet?
We're trying to figure that out. I think we're going to have to, like, download it, cut it. And,
okay.
And, yeah.
There's several minutes of us waiting to get started. Not sure exactly why we did that. But there's an interesting conversation with Sheriff Howard Buffett. And I intentionally started with him because Howard is pretty free of the political constraints that a lot of people have about, you know, actually identifying exactly what has happened in the 1990s. And there's some interesting, because the thing you talked about, the pain-free experience, if you go to when the Affordable Health Care Act was passed, you'll see some correlation in data of when these drug overdoses and when this really spiraled. Some of that sort of clicks with me. Because there's several things. Let's start with the pharmaceutical companies who in the 1990s not only got Congress to go along, but they hired former or even current or retired DEA agents, the same agents who were in charge of going after doctor shopping and doctors illegally prescribing drugs or being bribed or incentivized by pharmaceutical companies. And they hired them as lobbyists and as consultants. And they told Congress that this drug was not addictive. Just like tobacco. They'd lined up, you know, just like that tobacco. I mean, that's infamous, right? With that line of people telling, you know, Congress that tobacco wasn't addictive. And the same thing happened with these pharmaceutical companies when they came out with hydrocodone, Vicodin. I mean, what are the brand names of this?
Those are the two that come to mind right away. Anything.
Oxycodone and hydrocodone were the generic.
Mm-hmm. And that's generally the generic name. You know, anything in the codeine family.
So it would have been Percocet, Oxycontin, you know, Vicodin, you know, those types of things. Mm-hmm. And if you look, it didn't start off as being this problem in the 1990s and even in the early 2000s. And if you look at overdose deaths in those early years, it certainly wasn't what it is today. Most people don't realize that there are more overdose deaths in this country than there are people killed by car or gun. To put it into perspective.
Right. I mean, those are staggering statistics when you put it in that perspective.
Yeah. And there's been a lot of these, there have been some of these pharmaceutical companies that have been charged. Recently, one in Chicago by the Attorney General Lisa Madigan for illegal bribery and incentivizing. And then you look at the Affordable Health Care Act, and it comes in and it starts basically reimbursing for what it does reimburse. Because when I say paying hospitals, I think that's a misnomer, because the hospitals are never getting what they actually spend. But then this reimbursement on a pain-free experience and how this stuff is passed out. And the next thing you know, you got 67-year-old grandmothers buying heroin on the streets, being arrested with no criminal history because they were addicted to pain pills.
Right.
This famously happened with Rush Limbaugh as far as the addiction, the fentanyl, which we, you know, that's a drug I had not even heard of until Prince died. And you start hearing about, you know, the dosage and not having any idea and buying this stuff in massive amounts and on the streets and over the internet through China and what's coming up through Mexico, through the cartels, and where they see things. It was a fascinating evening. What did you learn?
I was more surprised by what you talked about earlier with the lack of beds. That really caught me off guard at looking at it from that perspective. That was not something I had even considered. And, man, what a challenge that is.
Well, of course. And Sheriff Buffett also painted a picture that this is going to take billions, you know, to solve this. We talk about, you know, donations and money and you know, raising money. And that he thought that the only way that this was going to be actually attacked in this country and solved is if they sue the pharmaceutical companies, much like the way they did the tobacco companies. If you remember those large settlements, we're talking about that kind of money, right? That the only way you're going to make a dent in this. I mean, if I told you in 2015 that opioid overdose deaths surpassed deaths by car accidents and guns combined, I don't think most people would believe that.
No, I think a lot of people would be shocked at that statistic, you know, because they just said, they're like, no, it can't be. Yeah, it actually is, to tell you the truth. I mean, when you look at the sheer amount of people that have become addicted to these pain medications over the years, yeah, it's staggering.
Well, and I think Sheriff Buffett pointed this out from a community perspective. Whenever you have communities that have fewer resources in this area,
the cartels are targeting
that. Yeah, we're a target then. And just, you know, the everything from the synthetics to the drugs that move in and out of these communities, you'd have no idea. And then you wonder, like, whenever you hear about these crimes, it's all, you know, these shootings recently that's drug-related.
But there's two people between two houses on a street in the inner city of Decatur doing a drug deal, and one decides to pull a gun on the other, and they shoot each other. There is nothing you can do in policing or community policing to stop that. There's absolutely nothing. I mean, you're going to react to it. You're going to make arrests. You're going to do something, you know, after the fact. But you're not ever going to stop that. Or when someone goes into the ER as an overdose, and they have this Narcan. This thing is amazing. I mean, this drug that will literally bring people back to life. But 30 minutes later, they're walking out of the ER and right back into the life that put them in the ER in the first place. Right. So last night was a very, 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 I thought, interesting starting conversation about the opioid crisis in this country and how it's east moving west. And if you look at Ohio, you look at New Hampshire, you look at West Virginia, those states have been decimated by this. It's only going to get worse here, and it's moving west.
Yes. And it's like you said, and it's going to continue to trek across, you know. And that was a fascinating thing that Sheriff Buffett was talking about last night as well. He had a friend who is another law enforcement official just to the west of us. And, you know, he said they kept trying to offer, you know, Narcan and stuff like that. They didn't need it. They didn't need it. Now, all of a sudden, boom. Now they're seeing it in vast amounts,
yeah.
And now they need the help.
Well, I was watching a 60 Minutes. I was actually reading the transcript, not watching it, of a whistleblower within the DEA talking about what these pharmaceutical companies have done. And, you know, the fact is they're making millions of dollars in profits on people dying in this country, and something has to change with that. So once again, thanks to HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, Decatur Memorial Hospital, and thanks to Millikan University for hosting us last night. You can get that podcast on the Now Decatur Facebook page or nowdecatur.com if you get a chance to listen to it. If not, we're going to be cutting that up like as far as individual answers and topics of conversation and sharing that on social media over, between now and through New Year's, through the holiday season, when, unfortunately, you know, mental health issues and depression and drug use, all of that stuff spikes during the holidays.
Yeah, we touched on that as well. I mean, the services available there, we do have services, but, you know, a lot of cases, there's trying to do outpatient services in these cases. It means these, you know, people that are addicted have to get there each and every day and have to hold themselves accountable, and that's very difficult.
It's very tough.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between this and meth and crack cocaine and some of the other things, heroin's been around for a very long time, was popular in the 1920s, you know, and had a resurgence in the 60s and 70s, is that you have people who are not recreational drug users, people who are not looking to get high. People go in for shoulder surgery and can become addicted to opioids in less than 3 days. I mean, think about that. I don't think there's anyone, even if you hand out a pamphlet or you have a conversation with someone and you say, here's a week's worth of pain medication. Stay on top of your pain. Is that what they tell you?
They do. Stay on top of your pain. Stay ahead of the pain. Stay on top of your pain.
What does that mean? And what does it mean to everybody individually?
Mm-hmm. It was explained to me as, take this now. Okay, I take it. Okay, and in exactly this amount of time, you're going to take another one. No matter if you're not feeling pain or not, take it.
Okay, but do you think that most people going into that experience understand that if you have the right physiology, if you have the right DNA makeup, if you have the right tendencies towards addiction, that like in a week's worth of prescription drugs that you're getting from a doctor, which you just trust,
who's telling you to keep taking
that
them,
in little as 3 days,
yeah,
you could form an addiction.
Yeah.
I don't think most people understand that. that's what tonight or last night was about, was just sort of that basic education front. And I want to thank all the panelists. And once again, thanks to Decatur Memorial Hospital, HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, and our host for the evening, Millikan University, and to all those who came out and watched on Facebook and listened to the podcast. Thank you for being a part of the evening. And there will be more to come. I promise you that. That was just the opening salvo. We'll take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we have mostly sunny skies, highs near 40 degrees, windy still, gusts up to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, increasing clouds, lows around 26. Wednesday, scattered sprinkles, maybe some flurries before 11 a.m. with highs around 39 degrees. Then for your Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 29. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 34 degrees. Just Flooring is just the place for your outdoor, home, or business flooring needs. Hardwood, ceramic, carpet, or laminate, they have it all and offer financing and furniture movers to make the project just right for your budget and your timeline. Locally owned with over 38 years of experience, they are your Decatur area floor covering specialists. Plus, they were voted the number one flooring company in 2016 by Herald and Review's Reader's Choice. Stop by their showroom at 2904 North Oakland Avenue or see their selection online at justflooring.net.
With our new online loan application, you can go to our website and apply for a loan when it's most convenient for you. We make getting a loan approval fast and easy. Our local bankers are available to assist you if you have any questions. We make it pain-free to get that loan you've been wanting. We're an equal housing lender. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer-focused, community-driven, committed to you since 1887.
At the tone, please record your message.
Hi, honey. It's your mother. Listen, your father said you were asking about some gift ideas for me for Christmas. So I thought I'd give you a quick ring and make a suggestion. Now, you've always done such a super job picking out gifts, like last year, the Dustbuster. So practical, honey. And then there was the Keychain of the Month Club. That was so super, honey. But remember those family photos we had done recently? This year, I would just adore a museum-quality stretch print canvas of one of those photos from Decatur Blue. It's so simple, honey. You can order online. Even I could do it. Just go to DecaturBlue.com, and you can upload the photo right there. Or give them a call if you want, 423-7589. It's just an idea, honey. It's the thought that counts. I can't wait to see you this Christmas. I love you, sweetie. Please don't bring your roommate.
Give mom what she really wants with Decatur Blue. Order your stretch print canvas at DecaturBlue.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday. Tomorrow night, we'll host our chamber after hours during the Christmas walk in downtown Decatur. We invite you to stop by the Newhoff Studios, take a tour, have some food from the beach house, have a cocktail, and then get out and spend your money. That's exactly how we'd like it to happen in that order. Or get out and spend your money and then stop by and have some food and a cocktail.
Yeah.
Either way works.
Yeah.
I got a quick question. I'm reading this story this morning. And it's written by a gentleman by the name of John Rogers, who is a writer for the Associated Press. And in this story, he asks, well, the headline is, in wake of Weinstein, men wonder if hugging women still okay.
In wake of Weinstein?
Huh?
I get that.
Wait a minute, that's just...
I know.
Okay, are you going to spend the time arguing about the headline, or are we going to talk about the substance of the story? Okay. I mean, what else encapsulates everything we've been talking about more than Harvey Weinstein?
Okay,
isn't that what started this whole thing?
It is, yes.
Okay, so I mean, I think that's I'm okay with the headline. I don't mean that means it's the same thing as Weinstein. I think he's saying, in the wake of all of this, is this still something that's an accepted practice? Have we gotten to the point now where men can't say, that's a nice dress, or did you do something with your hair, says the veteran sales associate for a Los Angeles company. The potential problem is you can't even feel safe saying good morning anymore. Sexual misconduct allegations that may have brought down powerful men in Hollywood, media, politics, and business are sending a shiver through the workplace. Men are wondering if it's still okay to hug a female colleague or ask about her weekend. Some are even asking themselves if they ever, perhaps even inadvertently, crossed a line. So here's the question. I find this, it's been interesting in the several weeks of this conversation going on, and then in your daily interactions with people, how much this comes up, either in a joking way, or you go to shake someone's hand and like, why are you shaking my hand? I've had that several times over the last couple of weeks. It's a age specific thing. Older women still go in for the hug. And I am, and I'll be honest, I wait for that move.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not initiating a hug.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I mean, it is, we were there last night, several mm-hmm. people in attendance all over the age spectrum. And I saw Dr. Joe Schrote and his lovely wife, Ardeth, and Ardeth came in for a hug. And so I gave her a hug. I am not a hugger by nature,
mm-hmm.
Like say Tat, who hugs everyone. Right.
Yeah.
And I am not I'm not off put by it. But it is a question that if women out there, if you think men aren't thinking about this stuff, you're crazy.
Yeah, they are. They are.
So where are we in 2017 on the hug a woman thing?
You know,
it seen as a sign of treating you differently or less than, or
I've never thought of it that way. Ever.
You think you're alone in that? I mean, or do you think that there aren't people out there with differing opinions?
Oh, I imagine there are, and that's why I'm probably not the best person.
Yeah, but you're the only person.
I know. So it's hard for me to say, but I never have thought about whenever I get a hug from someone, you know, when I'm out in the community, man, that they're thinking, oh, come here, little lady. I've never thought that before. I see it as more of a familiarity.
Okay, so it's people you know well.
Yeah.
Okay, but we've got to take a break because I'm going to get into this because I think it's interesting. And these are the kind of conversations that are going on in men's heads everywhere, I promise you. Here is Jeff Daly with the news. Back with more after this.
WSOY news time is 6:29. Well, it was a quick turnaround for the Decatur Rotary's Ameren's Illinois Scholar Athletes to be chosen for the month of December. The Rotary Club wanted to make sure the students were recognized before they go on winter break, which is fast approaching. First up, Jaden Smith of St. Teresa High School. He's a 17-year-old senior who has excelled both on the field and in the classroom. Smith plans to attend the University of Southern California or Michigan State University to major in political science and then attend law school. He will graduate fifth in his class at St. T with a 4.287 GPA. Also recognized for her achievements was senior Ashley Bergner of St. Teresa. Bergner made her mark on the school with her excellence on the golf course and in the classroom as well. After Bergner graduates eighth in her graduating class with a 4.238 GPA, she plans to attend a four-year college to study speech communication with a minor in business management. She's also considering playing golf at the collegiate level. More news after Fox.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Next, for Republican tax reform plans, members of the House and Senate will sit down together to work out the differences between their two bills.
The House of Representatives took the first official stage to go to conference. There was a vote to go to conference. A conference committee, in congressional terms, is where you take members from the House and members from the Senate, and they get together and they try to fuse a House bill and a Senate bill together, in this case, the tax bill. Sometimes this just takes a few days. Sometimes it takes weeks and months. We don't know how long this will take. The deadline imposed by House Speaker Paul Ryan is Christmas.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. A wildfire in Southern California has nearly 8,000 homes evacuated. It broke out last night in Santa Paula, California. Chula Cassis lives there, says she'll see what happens.
It is what it is, you know. You can't panic. You just kind of go with the flow.
More than 180,000 homes and businesses are without power. Fox News. We report, you decide.
WSOY News Time 6:31. A central Illinois congressman says Illinoisans hit with high property taxes and a recent state income tax increase will benefit from the tax reform making its way through Congress. The House and Senate versions of tax reform that Republicans passed are different, and they must be reconciled before being sent to the president. Congressman Rodney Davis said even with the various changes reconciled, the measure will mean small business in Illinois will be hit with a recent state income tax. We'll get a lower federal tax burden.
those who believe in their local communities, those who've invested their time, their talent, and their savings in our communities to provide that service, they're going to get more money in their pocket. And I think that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing when you take money out of Washington and put it back home.
But critics say tax cuts will create big deficits.
You're going to see any deficit swallowed up by economic growth.
Republicans hope to get the bill to President Trump before the Christmas break. In sports, in the NBA, it was the Cavaliers over the Bulls, 113-91. Monday Night Football had the Steelers over the Cincinnati Bengals, 23-20. And last night, it was a St. Teresa over Sangamon Valley by a score of 77-33. Your next news update comes your way at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY Newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-733-0145. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-733-0145. That's 1-800-733-0145. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-733-0145.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Mostly sunny skies, highs near 40 degrees. Then for tonight, increasing clouds, lows around 26. For your Wednesday, scattered sprinkles, maybe even a little flurry or two with some scattered sprinkles after between 11 and noon. Mostly sunny skies and highs near 40 degrees. Then Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 30 degrees. It is 34 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This wind is crazy. I was driving back from Milliken last night on my way home, and I was on Westwood Street. Westwood or West Main? I think I was on Westwood. Yeah, because Westwood has less stop signs. And a swimming pool, like one of those blue, like, ones you fill up, is like a projectile weapon. It was like shot across the street, like 30 miles an hour, airborne.
I saw one of those on the hill around the ramp that leads off of Lakeshore Drive back onto 51 South yesterday, too.
Yeah, it was
yep, gone.
Right across the nice street there, right in front of me.
Here.
But there wasn't a kid in it or something, you know? I mean, it was just crazy. Yeah, the wind not dying down is going to feel much colder than it is today, and then we're getting into the teens. So there you have it. All right. In wake of Weinstein, men wonder if hugging women is still okay. This is the Associated Press story we were talking about right before the news. We're going to get back to this. And I'm just asking the question, why do we greet each other differently based on gender?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, but is that the right thing to do?
I don't know. I don't know if it's right or wrong. I think we do. And I don't think it's women shake hands with men, or men will put their hand out to shake hands. How they shake hands sometimes is different. I don't know. I've had men that are super soft shakers, and I try not to judge them for that because I don't care for soft handshakes, especially for men. I judge that. Now, does that make me sexist?
Yeah.
Probably. So I think it kind of goes both ways.
Is that sexist, or would you judge a woman for the same thing?
I don't judge a woman as much.
For a soft handshake?
For a soft handshake.
Why is that?
I don't like it, but I don't judge them.
Okay. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. So I think to me, a limp handshake, either way, I have the same opinion of.
Well, that's good. Good for you.
I mean, it just doesn't seem like it has any conviction behind
it. Yeah, and I feel the same way. I don't like it at all.
This is a whole side discussion.
Oh, well, I think
what is it about the limp handshake that the person who delivers the limp handshake doesn't understand?
I don't know. What it tells me is I'm incredibly awkward in this situation, and just shaking your hand is difficult for me. or
is that what it's?
It says something about, especially if it's a man. I know that sounds sexist.
Okay.
And it is, but and if it's very soft or weak, or if you don't give me a good, don't crush my hand. You don't have to do that, but give it a good squeeze.
All right. It's interesting. I think that what I worry about is this, whether it's this conversation or any other conversation, that we are letting the 1%
dictate
to the 99%.
Yes.
And this is always what happens when you dive deep down into this. I'll give you, for instance, last night, and with all due respect to Douglas, we had our panel last night. Who we invited to this panel were the people who are in charge.
Yes.
The people that can actually affect change.
Right.
The CEOs of the hospitals, the sheriff, the police chief, the Macon County State's attorney. We had the executive directors of the hospitals and the agencies. And Douglas writes, thank you for hosting this important forum. However, if opioid use affects everyone, where are the representatives of minorities on this panel? Well, they're representatives of everyone on that panel. We didn't go say, here's what I think when you let the 1% dictate the 99% is like, well, let's go make sure the panel looks like everyone, whether or not anybody there is in charge or can infect, or do you actually get the people who are in charge of things?
Yeah, you get the.
There were six men and six women last night. Right. That wasn't picked or planned. It was just we invited the CEOs and the executive directors. I think when you concentrate on the 1%, even to the degree of where you're not actually worried about solving a problem, just that it looks the way you want it to look, you get into these problems. And aren't we now dealing with that now with this issue?
Mm-hmm.
Where we're going to go down to like, well, I don't know if you can ask a woman how her weekend was. So do women want to go to a workplace that's so sanitized now of any sort of human interaction that you are now completely treated differently than your male colleagues because no one wants to even have a conversation mm-hmm. with you because of fear of X, Y, or Z? Is that really what you want?
No. And I mean, I'm going to try to speak for all women here because I think some would say, yes, I do. I don't think you realize what that's going to feel like or be like, and then you'll whine.
Here's what I don't understand in this whole conversation. Why can't we just say that we all agree on criminal behavior, groping?
Mm-hmm. But keep your microaggression stuff.
But that's what this is sort of turning into.
Yes.
And it's all being lumped into the same category.
It is.
So do you give a woman a hug? I have found myself just anecdotally, not really thinking about it a lot, but I will wait. If it's a person I would normally go up and hug.
Mm-hmm.
Because just familiarity.
Yes.
I will wait for them now to initiate that move.
You know, now that you mentioned it recently, out and about in the community, there are some men that have always traditionally just, they've invited the hug. I mean, they've been the one to come out and hug. I've actually seen a little less of that. I'm the one initiating all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fine with that. I understand in this climate right now, they don't know what to do. And, you know, it's just that's sad. Because these are people, I mean, I'm very familiar with them. I'm not uncomfortable with them. I don't think that there's anything sexual in nature in a greeting of a hug.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not confused by that in any way. I do have a bigger brain than that. I think women do it themselves a disservice simplifying things like this.
Sometimes we as women, this is the University of Southern California sociologist, have a tendency of playing what I call nice. We don't want to offend anybody, so we don't say anything. But those days are ending. So isn't that in itself an unfair statement?
Yes.
So if we were to say to you, and I realize there's not a lot of sympathy for men right now, but if we were to say to you, well, you just don't understand how we feel, and we don't always tell you exactly what, so you need to guess at how we actually feel.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
No. No, it's not. And I guess what she's trying to say is we've, as women, have stayed quiet too long. Although I think about it, and I'm trying to think, and maybe there have been encounters where a man has given me a hug that I didn't want, but I just got through it. I'm like, okay, whatever. Or, you know, I'll bring in the shoulder rather than doing the full front hug, like making it very clear this is a one-arm hug, like keeping a little bit of a distance. And there's body language things you do, but I don't think of that as a male-female thing. I think of that as just a... I don't think
a one-on-one situational
yes,
thing.
Yes, yes, exactly.
But we now live in a world where we want to put all of it together.
Yes, or separate it from how males greet females versus...
But we don't normally hug other men.
No.
I mean, that is a female. That is a male to female greeting more often than not.
I hug more men than I do women.
Right.
Women tend to, they tend to have a different greeting style. Some women hug, but generally it's kind of like grab the forearm or grab, you know what I mean? And just
is
like,
that what it is? I really don't know. I mean, I've not studied the intricacies of sociology and how we interact and what we use.
To... Like we will go to an event tonight.
Yes.
And I imagine I will be giving out some shoulder hugs, full hugs, some handshakes, some arm squeezes, and some double handshakes.
The arm squeeze is something I don't understand. I don't think I've ever done that.
It's like you tap somebody kind of on the shoulder.
Yeah.
This generally is a greeting from women or to women. We kind of tap them on the shoulder and you kind of give them a squeeze. Hi, how are you? That's about as far as the hug goes with women a little bit. Even women you're familiar with.
So the hugging thing is a male on female invention.
Or female on male.
But,
yeah, I mean, okay. To be fair.
I really don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I'm from my own experience. That tends to be what it is. More so than, and again, there's also the age thing.
That is for sure.
And that applies towards women as well?
No, that's exactly what it is. I mean, I will tell you, the older the person that I encounter, the more often or not there will be a hug involved. Mm-hmm. Just a different generation, a different time.
Yeah.
And I don't think you just throw that out with the bathwater.
No.
I mean, like, you know,
Or suddenly all these people that have done their whole, done this their whole life suddenly say, oh, well. You've been doing it wrong.
Well, I know we've often joked about women sending messages that are unclear. And every husband or every significant other has spent a lifetime talking about, we have no idea how to read your mind. You are so odd. Meaning odd and like just different than us. And now everyone is expected to be able to translate everything instantaneously.
Yeah, it's an unfair time for men right now.
I don't think it's possible. So I'll continue with the handshakes. I'm okay with that, by the way. I mean, I don't have any problem with that. I think there was like social pressure on your life to sort of hug people, right?
And you're perfectly fine just getting rid of all of that, probably.
I am. If we don't even have to speak, I'll be okay.
Little insight in my life, people.
Oh, come on now. So, what's wrong with that? From everything I'm reading, that's exactly what you want. All right. It's time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Whether you need therapy for a medical condition or advanced non-invasive cosmetic treatments, the Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology is dedicated to you and your skin. Their board-certified dermatologists use state-of-the-art technology grounded in the latest research to treat all conditions and diseases that affect the skin. Visit a Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology location near you. Medical and cosmetic dermatology services are available at Christie Clinic locations throughout East Central Illinois. Call 366-1248 or visit dermatology.christieclinic.com to schedule an appointment at a Christie Clinic location near you.
Hi, this is Jeannie Parker, Client Care Manager at Synergy Home Care. I have had the privilege of working with seniors in our Decatur community for many years. I enjoy assisting families find solutions so their loved ones can stay independent in their home. Do you need care for mom who's had a fall and is being discharged back to home to recover? And you want to be sure that she has the help to continue her daily living. Whether that includes meals, help with errands, or transportation for continued therapy, we can step in. Have you had a surgical procedure and upon return home, you will need assistance with daily chores? Synergy Home Care and our compassionate staff and caregivers can be there for you. Whether you are recuperating from an illness or injury or need some extra hands around the house, Synergy Home Care is a trusted resource for your solution. Please call me today at 217-615-1826 for a free assessment and I can find a solution for your situation. Look us up online at synergyhomecare.com. Synergy Home Care is currently hiring compassionate caregivers and franchise opportunities are available.
The doors, more people, come home cheap. Mid-State Overhead Doors.
Want an instant home update for as little as $500? Mid-State Overhead Doors makes it easy. Choose any color, style, or windows and see what a brand new garage door would look like on your home before you buy. Let locally owned Mid-State Overhead Doors help you transform and update your home for as little as $500 installed. Visit MidStateOHD.com today.
The doors, more people, come home cheap. Mid-State Overhead Doors.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I think every day that I spend my life looking at Facebook, I see what our problem is in life. There's too many people walking around with simple notions and a sense of entitlement and no idea actually how to solve anything.
Yeah.
Right?
They got opinions.
But the opinions are rarely based in any sort of realistic world point view. I mean, it's just sort of, well, I think there should be unicorns. I don't know how to have a conversation with that person. Right?
Yeah.
I was looking last night. Addicts need access to jobs to build confidence in their commitment to a sober life. Well, okay, so what? You're going to put them on a school bus?
First.
You're going to let them drive a forklift? A bulldozer? Public bus? I mean, yes. Eventually, you're right. Well, it doesn't. I know it takes money, but isn't a person's life worth money? Okay, well, who's paying? You? I mean, the idea that it's just sort of somebody else should do it, and here's why. You get that a lot, right?
Yeah.
And it's this way, I think, with this stuff with out of the whole Weinstein argument. There's realistic and unrealistic expectations in life. And I think on this whole harassment side, you're going to have unrealistic expectations if you put people in a workplace, male and female, male on male, female on female, male on female, female on male, and not have awkwardness. It's just never going to not. I mean, that's not. Look on Facebook. You can't do one thread where there's not that.
Right.
Or misinterpretation, or it's not what you say, it's what I hear. I mean, you're always going to have that with human beings. Mm-hmm. It's sort of our DNA. And if we're living in a world, and by the way, this is what Rodney Davis took all his heat for, you know, and even the people that realized that they were lying about it, you know, refused to apologize. He was saying, you know, is the female staff that I have are worried about a backlash of people not hiring women because in this world where you just don't know, then you just don't take any chances.
Right.
And then he got ripped apart by these Emily's List people and all this, and they were flat out lying, and then they were proven to be lying, and they just continued to lie. They never once apologized for them, because to them it was just weaponized, and we'll just take down a Republican.
Right.
Okay, that's not productive, and not solving or changing anything. But they didn't care. They had their own purpose with it.
Right.
So are we really talking about solving it, or figuring it out, or at least coming as close as we can to understanding it, or are we just using it as a weapon?
Just using it as a weapon. I don't think there's any real desire.
For some people.
Well, for some people, yes.
And then particularly in the political world.
Right, right.
But I don't know whether it's okay or not. I don't know what the origins of the hug are. A hug is something I would just as soon not do. Sometimes in a society way, I feel a certain pressure to deliver a hug. It isn't the natural inclination. Mm-hmm. Although I say that, that's not true. Some people that you know really well.
Right. I was just thinking that same thing. I mean, there are people that I know fairly well to where I feel comfortable enough to initiate a hug, or if they go to initiate the hug, to respond with it. Okay. That is not.
But when did we bring this into the conversation? When did it become Harvey Weinstein raping people and then me asking you, how was your weekend? How is that remotely the same thing? And so you want to go to work where your colleagues aren't interested in you as a human being or a personality or a person or your life?
No.
I mean, is that where you want to work? How was your weekend? Where does that come into the harassment arena?
I have no idea. Is that being said now?
Yeah, I was reading this AP story this morning.
Ridiculous.
And it's like, first of all, I blame the media, and they've got plenty of blame here for just wanting to ride the story forever. As long as they humanly can. I mean, it is amazing to me. So I guess, Lindsay, how was your weekend? Turns into what? That's too personal?
Yeah.
Is that what the argument is?
I'm trying to figure out what the implication is there. I mean, what are you?
So I say, hey, have a big date, Isn't that this? Isn't that treating you the same way I would be treating Bob?
Could be.
What?
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, is there not some sort of hypocrisy in all of this where you want equality is the end game, the goal, but you want it a different way than, I mean, mm-hmm. if Fred at work wouldn't be afraid to ask Bob how his weekend, or did he have a big date, but he won't ask Elizabeth. I mean, are we not now talking about inequality in the way you treat people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or inequality in how to handle being uncomfortable? I'm uncomfortable all the time. I can't tell you. There were two times last night where I was incredibly uncomfortable.
Really?
Two interactions with two males that I just make my skin crawl. And I just deal with it.
Right.
I'm not going to complain to anybody's department. It's just sort of life. I know there are uncomfortable moments.
Right. And you don't jump on social media and all of a sudden throw it out there as
I'm not a victim. It's not me that's the problem. So I get that there's uncomfortable.
Right.
Or you have the family member who's the shoulder squeezy guy. And he's not a harasser. He just does it to everybody.
Right.
And you go, oh, God, I'm so uncomfortable.
God, Uncle Lenny, get off me.
You know, it was a kid you realized that.
It's like,
God, again? Why do we have to see these people twice a year?
Nice.
But you have that in life.
Right.
So I guess the end game is just come to work and everyone will treat everybody like robots, which will help when the robots take over everything.
Right.
We'll be accustomed to it.
Yeah. When AI,
and then we'll be at home on Facebook with no job to.
Well, you
be
might
harassed
you
at.
Might like it because then you don't have to have an expectation of asking anybody how their weekend was.
Am I okay? But see, now you're knocking me for not doing what they're saying you shouldn't do. Now, how fair? This is my exact point. You can't figure you out.
I don't say me.
I meant
not
in
this
general,
person.
But you just did that.
I know. I was.
She's gigging, but
I am gigging, but at the same time,
you're gigging me for doing exactly what the leftist side, the most pointed side of your argument, is telling me I shouldn't do to begin with,
right.
And you're making fun of me for not doing it. You talk about mixed messages.
Yeah. That's exactly right. But there's your prime example right there of it. I mean, that
Exhibit A.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not fair. And I don't know. It's going to be perpetuated no matter what.
Best advice to men, wait for the women to hug.
There you go.
I'm not even sure that works, but at least
figure if they're coming in for a hug.
At least.
And then what's the duration on the hug?
Well, I don't know. Just saying, wait for initiation. And even then, who knows? It's their expectation that you were expecting them to initiate will be the next argument. We'll take a break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast. Looking for some wind, right?
Mostly sunny skies, highs near 40 degrees, with wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, increasing clouds, lows around 26 degrees. For your Wednesday, some scattered sprinkles, maybe even some flurries before noon. Sunny skies, highs near 40. And then Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 30 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 34 degrees.
It's me. It's you. It's fashion. It's style. It's Shop on Main. It's unique. It's classic. It's jewels. It's clothes. It's Shop on Main. It's fabulous. It's purses. It's scarves. It's shoes. It's Shop on Main. It's fun. It's gifts. It's decorations. It's holiday. It's one of a kind. It's Shop on Main in downtown Decatur. Stop in today to shop our unique selection of quality fashions that will have you walking around in style. We can assist you in choosing that special gift and a little something for you, too. Shop on Main, 407 North Main Street in downtown Decatur. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
You can be behind every experience when you give to the Decatur Parks Foundation. Do you want to contribute to the strength and beauty of Decatur's parks while providing a lasting memento of a loved one? Give to Remember. Would you like to improve the experiences of hundreds of children in the arts, sports, or at Scoville Zoo? Give for your passion. Do you want to help the Decatur Park District continue to improve and grow for new generations? Give for the future. Learn more at BehindEveryExperience.com or call 422-5911.
Tired of Santa skipping your house on Christmas Eve? Low-quality imported gifts from China that are in shambles before Easter? Stockings full of coal? Or gag-gift adult onesies with butt flaps from your favorite uncle? Yes, we are tired of it too. That's why we at Heinkel's have developed the Holiday Hero Sampler Pack, the first of its kind. 20 pounds of Heinkel Hickory Smoked Gourmet products for only $60. A 10-pound half bone-in Heinkel ham, 3 pounds of premium thick-cut Heinkel bacon, Kids' Choice Champion jalapeno and cheese wieners, our number one selling Polish sausage, Heinkel's chili con carne, Cajun andouille sausage, Grand Champion ring bologna, German bockwurst, and the best of show deli braunschweiger. A great gift for employees, family members, or your garden variety carnivore. Each Holiday Hero sampler comes with bone and ham cooking instructions and recipe ideas for each item. Due to sales volume, orders must be placed before December 15th. Be a Holiday Hero and give the gift of Heinkel's. Call Heinkel's at 217-428-4401 to pre-order today. Quality since 1912.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, good morning and welcome. We're back here. We only got like 50 seconds. That was an interesting phone call you were taking during the break there, because they were agreeing with you, but they weren't listening to what you were saying.
Mm-mm.
But they were agreeing with you because you were a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that a lot?
No, honestly, no.
So a caller was, I was just happened into the MCR during the break there, and a caller was wanting to agree with Lindsay that this abuse has to stop and men have to be held accountable. I mean, she was agreeing with me in that last argument.
Yeah.
But she only identified with you because you're the woman.
Yeah.
This is the identity politics of this that plays on emotion rather than actually listening to what anybody has to say. I don't understand it. Do you?
No, I don't. I don't. Because at no point did I say no. You were confusing.
No, but you were arguing the other side, that I was being too prudish, too uptight. Mm-hmm. But the caller calls in and agrees with you that women have been abused for too long and it's got to stop because you're a woman. How do you have any rational conversation?
Yeah, you can't.
With
that? You can't.
That was stunning. We'll take a break for the news. Back with more right after this.
Get a daily recap of the info you need to know now with the Now Decatur Refresh. Access to the day's top news stories, interviews, videos, and more directly to your inbox. Sign up at nowdecatur.com with WSOY Decatur.
6:59. Good morning. Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. The Decatur City Council last night approved a city budget with a $3.2 million deficit. That was after the recent state budget.